The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, prepare to explore an unprecedented period of cosmic upheaval and transformation as astrologer and psychic Joseph P. Anthony joins us to reveal what the stars may hold for the final months of 2024 and beyond. With over 25 years of experience guiding countless people, from CEOs to public figures, Joseph has a unique ability to interpret cosmic cycles and symbols, shedding light on both personal and global challenges. Now, he believes his message is more crucial than ever. According to Joseph, September and October's powerful eclipses mark the beginning of a period that could alter the very fabric of American society. These aren't just astrological blips, they signal intense shifts influenced by the U.S.'s rare Pluto return, which points to a possible breakdown in our government and economic structures. We could soon find ourselves questioning the familiar systems around us as revelations begin to surface, from unexpected disruptions in communication and technology to turbulent political tensions. Joseph sees patterns in the stars that suggest a period of immense upheaval. He'll discuss potential influences on the coming election, intensifying storms like Hurricanes Helene and Milton, labor strikes, and even signs of escalating conflicts in the Middle East. But Joseph's insights extend far beyond current events. Tonight, he'll also share his understanding of the ancient symbols that have guided humanity since the beginning, from Egyptian hieroglyphs to Native American icons, symbols that hold timeless wisdom and, according to him, speak to our journey and purpose today. And in a time when reports of UFO sightings continue to grow, he'll touch on predictions about potential alien encounters, including insights from Dr. Carol Rosen on how this scenario could unfold. In Joseph's view, the future holds a dramatic transformation, with events like the giant star Betelgeuse possibly going supernova, sending waves of energy toward Earth, and rare planetary alignments reminiscent of those seen in ancient times. Joseph believes we are witnessing signals of human evolution and awakening. He envisions a new world order by 2026, a time when cosmic forces drive radical shifts in power, unprecedented social awakenings, and profound changes to the systems shaping our lives. So tonight, get ready to rethink what lies ahead as Joseph shares his unique astrological and psychic perspective on the critical events, energies, and symbols shaping our world today and tomorrow. Joseph P. Anthony is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is planetwithin.com, and directly from beautiful Sedona, Arizona, I'd like to welcome Joseph P. Anthony. Hello, Joseph, and welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Mel. I'm doing well, doing well.
It's a pleasure to have you, especially during these times. I have to ask you first. Right now, I'm praying and I'm thinking of my brothers and sisters, not only in Florida, because that's something's coming, but in Asheville, North Carolina, but Florida. Right now, the information I'm getting from Florida is absolutely incredible. What can you tell me about Milton?
Well, just what we know, that it is absolutely a storm that somehow surprisingly intensified itself over the course of a couple of hours. So obviously, these storms are being manipulated. And there's a wonderful YouTuber, and if you don't mind, I'll give you his channel name. You probably already know him, Mel, because you're a pretty good researcher yourself. Do you mind if I mention it?
No, of course. Channel? Please do.
It's into the number two thin air. And that's his YouTube channel. And this kid just came on the scene, and he's a young guy, probably in the last 6 months or so. And he's showing you all these strange weather anomalies from Antarctica to how the weather is being manipulated. And he's actually capturing screenshots of these laser beams as these storms are coming in. So this is stuff I've known about, the NEXRAD towers and the satellites and everything else that they use to guide storms and to intensify them. So this other storm, looks pretty severe, and let's see where it goes or where it's being guided, because he's showing the same thing. These lasers are shooting into it, and it makes no sense. And some, climatologists might say, well, those beams are there to test the storms and to test the temperature and to test all this nonsense. You and I both know, and your listeners know, that there's a lot of manipulation taking place with the weather. As a matter of fact, it dates back, I believe, all the way to the 40s and 50s. And even Lyndon Baines Johnson made speeches about manipulating the weather in the 60s. Do you remember that, Mel?
Of course. And there's dozens of patents that are out there.
Right. Exactly. So now we have to take everything as it's being manipulated. And so, I've gone down that rabbit hole. I'm sure you have and your listeners have, that it's pretty deep. The rabbit hole is pretty deep, and you know, we're living in a matrix of some kind that's being manipulated on many different levels. So the weather is not a surprise to us. But unfortunately, as we go into this election, theater season that we're going into, we're going to have everything thrown at us, including the kitchen sink. So,
In 1992, I was in many hurricanes. But I was in Andrew in Florida, and I remember how devastating it was. But let me just read this. This is from Joey Crucio, and it says, what is now Hurricane Milton went from a weak tropical depression at 1,005 millibars on Saturday afternoon to the Cat 5 monster at 925 millibars it is now in roughly 40 hours. At an 80 millibar drop in pressure and an increase in winds of 125 miles per hour in roughly 40 hours. Bear with me. I don't mean to geek out about this, but this is going to be important. I have been awake since 3:30 this morning. It is now 12:30. And in those 9 hours alone, the central pressure has dropped over 35 millibars, and the top winds have increased by more than 45 miles per hour. In a normal storm where rapid intensification occurs, this sort of explosive growth takes place over 24 hours, not 8. And even that is seriously rapid intensification. We just witnessed a 90-mile-per-hour jump in less than 24 hours that is not all normal or organically occurring. This happened, actually, in Acapulco, and now many people know that too, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Again, not surprising. All over the world, we have these NEXRAD towers. And everyone thinks they're just, they're to monitor the weather. No, they're using frequency manipulation to guide these storms. And it's so obvious, I don't even think they care anymore. Because as soon as you mention it, your average family member or friend is just going to think you're a kook. But yet the evidence and the information is right there. And especially coming from people that have blown the whistle on this stuff. That it's actually happening. Weather manipulation, frequency manipulation. And they're intensifying these storms on purpose. That storm in North Carolina, that is a very unusual storm to intensify over a mountain region. Because usually when storms hit in a mountain, they lose their intensity.
They're done.
They're being met, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. They're being met with an amazing amount of resistance. But something kept that thing going all the way up the East Coast into North Carolina.
So, and nothing happened on the coast. If you think you're safe, folks, from weather control, consider that Asheville, it's a city nearly 300 miles from the nearest coastline, 2,134 feet, and it just got wiped out. Does that mean that we're not safe anywhere, Joseph?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, right now, whoever's doing this, is basically turning it up a few notches. Because I've tried to say this before to so many people, you got to look at the bigger picture. And this is why I moved away from the politics, even though I do talk about it and so on. You got to look at who is running the show, who's making all this happen, who's in charge of all this stuff, who has the power to control the weather. It's not a Republican. It's not a Democrat. It's way beyond them. And so you know, they've done this before. They did this in Lahaina. They did this in Southern California, where people captured these lasers hitting the ground and causing these fires, strange fires where the whole house and a whole car gets disintegrated, you know, I mean, literally melting. And then the trees are fine. Nothing touches the trees.
And the trash containers, anything plastic stays.
Right, exactly. So really strange stuff that's going on. And my only conclusion could be that whoever these manipulators are, they seem to have deep pockets, very powerful. They're either connected to large corporations like the space agencies in California. They have that technology. And the criminal, corporations that have been literally fleecing humanity. And now, over the last, I would say, 6 years or so, are going after people's homes. And if you understand that, you know, a criminal corporation like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street and all these other criminal Wall Street firms are so big and so powerful now that they're basically dictating, you know, what they want. So they destroy an area and then they go in there and buy the land cheap. But now they're doing it, from what I gather, and I do have friends in North Carolina who are about 45 minutes away from all that damage. And have told me that FEMA has stepped in, but they're not allowing anything to happen. They're basically like a Gestapo, and the people are not enjoying any moment, any of it. But then we discover there's some sort of lithium mines in the area.
And quartz.
Imagine that. You're right. And quartz, all in that particular area, and it makes you wonder, what are they doing? Are they destroying these areas on purpose? Not just because of the political season that we're in. Or is it because they're going to step in and about a year from now and say, the government's going to take over this land. We're going to buy out everybody, you know, everybody's land and just take it over.
That's, I think, it's a multifaceted approach. First of all, you know, Ashland, I think, is about 40,000 people. They sent about 40,000 mail-in ballots a few days before the hurricane. They've only received about 1,000, and that's all Trump country. And now this hurricane is heading to Florida, and you know, northern Florida is mostly Trump country. So it seems that they're trying to do something that this is, that they're on the ropes right now. They are trying to throw everything at us. And if we don't succeed, we will never see another election. And the United States, as we know it, I always say life before 9/11, life before COVID. Well, all those are going to be so nice in the next few years if something doesn't change.
You're absolutely right. But unfortunately, right now, the big issue really is, Mel, that humanity is waking up too fast because of the internet, because of this cosmic energy coming in. And I've talked about this on many videos in my live streams on Sundays, you know. And so humanity is awakening at a rapid pace that they're not able to control their schemes, their control systems, their puppets, and so on and so forth. Now, I've said this before many times on video. The only reason I support Trump is because he is helping to awaken the masses. And I mean the average person that is clueless. And so he is showing people how bad it is. And the whole team behind him. By the way, he's not doing this by himself. There's a whole team behind him that's doing this. Now, I remain skeptical about everything because I have that critical thinking and, you know, I'm not discounting anything. The possibility that this could all be a psychological operation taking place, you know? So, but the process of awakening, do you remember the 17th letter of the alphabet and the forums and all that QAnon stuff?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I remember watching it from the very beginning, listening to it. And I realized it was all encoded. Everything that they were putting out was referencing change, but it was all encoded on purpose because that's how the military intelligence works. It's not going to come out and tell you exactly what it's doing. It's going to do it in code reference. And many of the code references, Mel, were suggesting you have to show the people. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember reading those or looking them over or listening to some other people talk about that.
I do, but I warn people when it comes to Q and all that, hopium. Yeah. I don't want to give people hopium either.
Right. But what they were doing was, and they do this in regular television and programming, is in order to get their program in place, they have to condition society. They have to plant the seed in the subconscious of society, right? Does that make sense? And they do it with the movies. They do it with television. They do it with politicians. And now possibly they're doing it here with the world, you know, given that Trump and this movement to the right is so big across the world, you know, anti-government, anti-this, anti-that. And maybe they're trying to destroy it on purpose, you know, destroy the whole system on purpose, because let's face it, you know, they want to rebuild it in a new way using a new digital currency that they control, or multiple digital currencies that they control. So again, this could all be a psychological operation, you know, but I'm a messenger here. You're a messenger here to help guide people to understand things at a deeper level. I do it on the spiritual because that's my specialty, you know, and you do it in your unique way, and everyone else that's doing it in their own unique way. So this is what's happening right now. There's simultaneously with all this like destruction, or it appears to be destruction or change, there's a great awakening, spiritual awakening that's occurring. You know, do you see that too, Mel?
I do. And not only that, but, you know, they have the revelation of the method. A lot of people say, oh, what you see in The Simpsons, that's just a coincidence, what you saw in The Matrix. But I think they always have to plant seeds out there to say, well, we told you, you were not paying attention. I read this meme today, which made sense with about what you're saying, because I think we manifest the thoughts that you entertain. So this reads, the magicians behind the curtains, they know that human consciousness co-creates reality based on what the mind believes to be true and real. This process is amplified when instilled in the collective consciousness of the masses. They are projecting what they want into your minds so that you build it for them, which is exactly what you just said.
Exactly. That's right. And that's it. But my job is a little bit more unique in that I'm not only trying to wake people up to remember who they are, because, you know, I've gone down this rabbit hole. I've experienced reality beyond this physical world through magic mushrooms and ayahuasca experiences. And so I've seen things that are, and I've always been intuitive, you know, really intuitive, where I get hits, and we're all intuitive. Everyone's intuitive. So it's just a matter of to what degree and, you know, how they use it or understand it. So I'm fortunate enough that I've been studying this my whole life, human behavior, spirituality, science, religions, all of it, you know, and I have a good understanding of a lot of it. And because of this great awakening, we must understand who we really are and the nature of this reality. None of this reality is real. And what I mean by that, and I know you know what this means, and your listeners know what this means, that everything is vibrating light and energy, or sound and light that's vibrating, including this physical suit that you're seeing right now in you know, on the screen. My cells at the subatomic level are just vibrating light at high frequencies, and they're being kept together by some force of nature. And our senses are decoding everything. So everything in this reality is sort of vibrating energy and is being manipulated on some level. So my job, and many others like me, are to remind people of what's real. And the biggest part is stop giving your power away to governments, corporations, fears, institutions, religions, and so on and so on. Make sense? So this is what's happening. And so it's a slow process, because you cannot interject all of the information all at once, because society will literally snap. Like, can you imagine if we literally told humanity about the truth of the world and what these ancient texts were really talking about, that there were beings from other planets or other dimensions that came here after a major flood, and they began to help humanity, and everyone thought they were gods. Then there, you had this other group of beings that wanted to be worshipped, and, you know, wanted women and wanted to get drunk. I mean, could you imagine if we actually told them the truth, Mel, about their religions and how they got started and what actually happened, you know, 7,000 years ago?
No, we can't. And this is why even the World Economic Forum has stated that the biggest fear is non-compliance. That is their Achilles heel. That's their kryptonite. But even after what we've seen in the past 5 years with the pandemic, you would think that most people would now be awake, but some of them are still, just give me the next one. What is next for us to talk about? Is it Ukraine? Do I have to support? Is it Israel? Is it Palestine? Is it this? Is it that? It's like they can't think for themselves. So my question is, Are these people vibrating? And I don't mean to say this in an arrogant manner, but sometimes you go into a room and you see a scenario of something and you get it. You know what they're trying to do. Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.